This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, January 2nd, brought to you by Curious Plot. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nelly. While the fall of 24 brought mostly mild weather with only a couple of cold snaps in December, USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says the coldest weather of the season is on the way.
This cold outbreak is not going to be as short-lived as the December cold outbreaks, and eventually we're going to see that cold air engulf pretty much everybody east of the Rockies, central and eastern United States.
The system has a primarily weekend track and includes a wide area east of the Rockies.
As we move into the weekend and beyond, that storm system coming off the North Pacific now will be emerging over the central and southern Great Plains. Looks like it takes a weekend track somewhere along the Oklahoma-Kansas border, then heads east-northeast from there.
Rippey says the system will have cold air and Gulf moisture.
Yeah, this has been termed a clipper system of sorts. And with a clipper, you think of it coming out of the Canadian prairies, diving southeastward, and not having a whole lot of moisture to work with. But this one is taking a little bit more of a southern turn at first. And that, as I mentioned, will bring it to the Oklahoma-Kansas border. And with that more southern track, it will have an opportunity to pick up a little more moisture, have a little bit more time to interact with the Gulf, with the Atlantic moisture. And so we are expecting a fairly formidable band of snow in a west-east axis from the central Great Plains right through the mid-Atlantic.
While snowfall could be significant in some areas, the big story will likely be bitterly cold temperatures.
And looks like it will last all the way at least through next week, probably a good bit beyond that. We are looking, as the system pulls away from the middle part of the country, temperatures plunging to sub-zero levels, likely throughout the western Corn Belt, probably all the way into parts of Kansas as we move into the late weekend, early next week. And that'll certainly be coming with some wind initially, and then eventually it'll calm down. Areas that get snow cover with this initial lead system will have the potential to get much colder as we get the radiational cooling in place over top of that fresh snowpack.
Rippey says, in fact, cold temperatures will move very far south.
Some of our key winter ag areas could be flirting with freezing temperatures as we move into early next week. Right now, I think South Texas will be okay. We could see freezes all the way down into South Central Texas, but probably not deep South Texas. Florida will also have to watch next week for the potential for some sub-freezing temperatures getting perhaps into the northernmost citrus belt. Once again, at this time, doesn't look like a major event for citrus or winter vegetables or strawberries, but it is going to be a big change after that warmest autumn on record.
Rippey says the nation is not under the effect of La Nina, but it's acting like it is.
The main things we tend to see during La Nina that are most prominent in the U.S. weather regime would be the dry, warm weather from Southern California into the Southwest. Check, we have seen that recently. We have also seen episodic cold outbreaks, mainly across the northern plains into the east. So we'll check that box too. We saw three of them in December. This one's going to be a little longer lasting. To answer your question about persistence, it probably won't last for the rest of the winter.
In Washington, the first order of business for the 119th Congress tomorrow is to elect a speaker. Current Speaker Mike Johnson will need a majority of the votes cast. Depending on whether all House members are there, how many vacancies there are, and whether anyone chooses to vote present, therefore lowering the majority threshold, Johnson could be in a situation where he can only afford to lose one GOP vote. There are still several House members that have said they are unsure if they will back Johnson. It is not clear if any other member could gain a majority of votes needed to be elected to the seat. In market action this afternoon, the dollar index was up 0.8%, wheat futures down 0.9%, the dollar strengthening against the Russian ruble, the Brazilian real, and European currencies. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Curious Plot. Curious Plot is a full-service marketing communications and consulting agency. Curious Plot is driven to find what's next for food and agriculture clients. Learn more online at curiousplot.agency. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nelly.